You are now listening to Tempo with Chris Thomas.
Straight up. Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, 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 cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out.
I am your host, Chris Thomas. I have always been drawn to listen to those without power and those who have not been positioned to shape, create, or produce the conditions of their experience. I understand firsthand how it feels to be an underdog, going the extra mile and putting in additional work to achieve a goal. My life tells a story of an overcomer. The abandonment, devaluation, and not given many opportunities gave me the ammunition to stand up for myself and create my own path. As an ambitious leader, serial entrepreneur, minister, and educator, with over 2 decades of experience in creating and developing sustainable environments for myself and others, I strive to uplift people of all walks of life through practical opportunities and insightful strategies for the purpose of lifestyle enrichment. This podcast serves as an offering to people in search of clear, concise, and transparent information for a better tomorrow. Dictate Tempo. Today's segment is Tempo Talk. Tempo Talk is a financial forum set to circulate and transfer information regarding the motion of money. This segment is built to offer a bird's eye view to what is and what's to come for every investor and consumer. We are in the fiscal fourth quarter and approaching the end of 2022, also in the first phase of an economic recession, not only in America, but the world. The value of the pound has become less than the US dollar. Major corporations are finding it hard to hire employees. Small businesses are being taxed higher than Fortune 500s. 401ks are becoming obsolete. There's a water crisis in the poorest state in the US, and that's still ongoing. And an honest wage of $150,000 a year is still not enough to make ends meet in major U.S. cities across America. Major banks such as Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase have accumulated net profits of $4 billion in the third quarter alone. That's July to September, just from credit card transactions. The U.S. government has sent a total of $16.1 billion in assistance to Ukraine since January 2021. Here's what makes the matters worse. Since 2014, the U.S. has committed to $19 billion in assistance to Ukraine, way before the Russian invasion. Why did I just outline all of this? Because this simple fact, now is the time to control the narrative and the direction of our financial stability. Notice I said stability, not more money, because more money doesn't solve anything. The only way to do this is to diversify our income. Big or small, multiple streams of income is not optional. It's extremely necessary. Now, this conversation is a continuation to previous episodes I did titled Economic Base 1 through 3. Now, this is the fourth rendition of that. When you get some time, go back and listen to those episodes just so you'll get the full picture of what I'm inserting in this particular part of economic base. So let me say this before I get into the bulk of this. I'm speaking to the 13.4% of the American population, which is the African-American demographic here. That's roughly 47.8 million people strong and counting. Hopefully it doesn't slow down from the growing abortion rates that we have here in our country. But check this out. Only 13% of the population, but we outpower every other ethnic group in the U.S. with a $300 billion opportunity in this community, right? Despite being 13.4% of the U.S., he says black households account for just under 10% of the nation's total spending on goods and services. That's according to 2019. So he goes on to says, he says, if companies interpret this data as proof that there's little profit in serving black consumers, he said they are making a multi-billion dollar mistake, right? He goes on to say, he said, there are two strategies for companies to pursue. He said, one, expand local access to goods and services, right? And he says, two, create offerings that are better tailored to the needs of the preferences of Black households to take part in this $3 billion opportunity. He goes on and speaks some more. He says, research shows, right, that Black consumers are tastemakers when it comes to setting the tone for mainstream brand choices. He says, our research shows that the Black consumer choices has a cool factor to it. It has created a halo effect, influencing not just consumers of color, but the mainstream as well. He gives two examples. He gives a lot of examples, but I'm just going to focus on two. Black consumers have major influence on spending. He says, with luxury brands and watches, right? He says, Black people account for 60 million of the $385 million overall spending in luxury watches. And he says, women fragrances, they represent 151 million of the $679 million industry. As you and I know, and extremely understand, that our culture has the power to keep the consumership rolling. But we do not possess the power to stabilize the ecosystem as it pertains to the safety and provision of our people. My hope today is to insert an outline, right, to get the conversational momentum going in this area. My first point I want to turn your attention to is that of a nation state, right? I want to define it for you. A sovereign state whose citizens or subjects are relatively cohesive in factors such as language or common descent. A nation state, people, is a sovereign territory with one group of individuals who share a common history. Let me give you some characteristics. So we already established common descent, but we also have to insert to for ourselves is a government. We have to insert for ourselves of common language and geographical boundaries and common cultural practices. So let me sum it up. So the common national identity sums it up for us, right? I strongly believe our identity should exist in this form of empowerment. Every social, every political, legal, and economic policy and practice that relates to Black people must be rethought, so we can find creative channels through which we can emerge as a strong competitive political or economic force in this country. I believe we must construct our own independent culture of empowerment with full discouragement from outside influences or cultures. We cannot suffer the blow of what has been written in history books for us. We must generate and institutionalize a empowered culture that is based on group strength. You may be asking yourself now, how can we do this? First, we have to establish a moral code, right? A moral code is a written or formal and consistent set of rules prescribing righteous behavior accepted by a group of people. I'm going to say it again. We need a moral code. And a moral code is this. It's a written or it's a formal, consistent set of rules prescribing righteous behavior accepted by a group of people. Our culture must psychologically and emotionally elevate. Our culture must be confident, have a strong sense of pride, not by what we consume, but by what we produce. Our greatest achievements should be schools, should be strong families. We must take back our church. We have to assume the responsibility of educating, psychologically conditioning ourselves to take calculated risks and compete in areas other than sports, other than entertainment. I heard this quote that I believe is fitting. It says, the willingness to risk failure allows the exploration that leads to success. I'm going to say it again. He says, the willingness to risk failure allows the exploration that leads to success. A military strategist, he said this. He said, if you take risk, you may still fail. But if you do not take risk, you will surely fail. Now, let me be more direct. We have been fortunate to have survived nearly four centuries of slavery, Jim Crow, mass incarceration, workplace slavery, without a vision for the people. I want to give you two groups that had a vision for themselves in America. One was poor Europeans, right? They came to this country with the vision of exploiting Indian people and their land and using black labor to shape their world. The other was the Spanish-speaking people. We call them Hispanics, right? They came to this country with the vision of becoming unified and then becoming the majority minority. Our national empowerment vision should work the same way. The same exact way. Establish the nation state, then transition to a moral code. Now the third step. My third point is economic categories. The three main sectors of an economy are primary, secondary, and tertiary sectors. Manufacturing comes under the second sector. Extraction of raw material industries come under the primary sector of any economy. And the service industry comes under the tertiary sector of economy. Here's the problem. At this point, it will be extremely difficult for us to capitalize on these categories at this point. For one, we don't own any land. Two, we are always the workers of these industries. Three, we have a tough time rallying in money together, except when it's time to bail somebody out, going to the club, sexual activities, or taking trips. We become instant hedge fund managers for these activities. However, there is one example that we can learn from. In 2019, your friendly neighborhood pharmacy just became your friendly neighborhood weed dealer. I'm talking about CVS and Walgreens. They have found a way to invest and put their stamp on the cannabis market, financially outpacing small business cannabis startups to corner the market. So basically, they're getting fast gains, massive gains, and they're raising capital quickly. What am I saying? We have to find markets where we can campaign capital, then invest by not only dictating a return, but minimizing our competitors. CVS and Walgreens did it perfect. Remember, we have a $1.4 trillion spending power, which companies are fighting for. I strongly believe we can divert that spending power to markets to bring a return to feed infrastructure that is needed for us. I did not want to close out this particular topic because it's going to be an ongoing theme that I'm going to be speaking about, nationalism, as it refers to the 13.4% of the American population, which is the African-American community. There is no thought in my mind and no space in my heart that is depicting any other group as being less than, more than, or anything like that, or any hate speech or nothing like that. It's just time for us to take an inventory or take an account for our shortcomings and maximizing on our potentials. So I do want to point out a lot of things pertaining to the 13.4% of the population, not to down anyone else, but to motivate and inspire and to develop a national plan for the population of African Americans here in America. So again, I do not want to close out this topic because it's going to be an ongoing theme that I'm using. So definitely tune in. I'm going to use an EMP to give some biblical references. And then also I'm going to do TWD, which is tempo word of the day. And the word is going to be cohesive. And I'm going to use that concept and draw in more to a conclusion on that particular segment.
Straight up. Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in.
Thank you for listening to Tempo with Chris Thomas. And until next week, create momentum, then dictate tempo.